dėmesis išrodys pabūklai. Viena, salvė!
Soldiers practice shooting artillery during one of the regular international military exercises in Latvia. This one is called Summer Shield and took place at Ardež military base, a training ground for Latvian armed forces about an hour's drive from Riga. In addition to ongoing military exercises, more than 1,000 soldiers from 6 countries will arrive in Latvia in late June to discourage Russia from any possible aggression. The battalion will be part of NATO's Enhanced Forward Presence Combat Force led by Canada. The battle group will include armory and soldiers from Italy, Spain, Slovenia, Albania and Poland too. Colonel Ilmars Atis Lenč is Land Force Infantry Brigade Commander at the National Armed Forces of Latvia. He says that the Ardež base will host up to 3,000 military personnel in the next few years.
What does it mean? We are basically doubling everything in a very short time period.
Lenč says that vast sums of money are being poured into improving shooting range, training areas and constructing new parking lots at the base. Accommodation is needed too because soldiers will stay on half-year rotations. Here's Lenč again.
The gym has a sad story in Ardež. My gym is condemned. We are starting to build a new gym, but we will be ready by next year only. So that means we have to have a temporary facility. We need to increase our dining facility, the output of the dining facility. We need to increase the possibilities to get coffee. We need to increase also other kind of welfare possibilities like cinema, Wi-Fi.
It's not just the military base which is undergoing change. Ardež town has roughly 10,000 inhabitants made up partly of people from the military base. It is expected that foreign soldiers will bring their families too, which means the town should increase by about 10%.
What is a problem is that the soldiers will arrive before we are ready.
That's Māris Spriņģuks, head of Ardež municipality.
There are practical problems with the geography because the training grounds take almost half of all the territory of Ardež. It used to be an open area where people could pick mushrooms, pick berries, go through by car and enjoy heather in the forests. But now it's actually a closed territory under observation and people can be fined for being there.
Spriņģuks says that there's a need to adjust the traffic flow and roads in the town. Then they will need kindergartens, schools, residential buildings and shops. But some local businesses are looking forward to the opportunity of expansion. A well-known pizzeria chain in Latvia is about to open a new restaurant in Ardež. Local guest houses and hotels are already competing for the troops by offering special loyalty programs and discounts for soldiers. Iveta Līduma-Mulla works at a company running two hotels near Ardež.
We plan to open a sort of recreation space for soldiers because we are familiar with their daily routine and it's not always possible for them to go to Riga or some other place. So besides our outdoor activities, we are launching a kind of recreation center inside our hotel that will be an added bonus for the soldiers to choose to stay with us.
Beach are actually pretty good.
Yeah, the beach.
Local businesses might be competing, but the soldiers are not universally welcomed. Matthew David Van is a tank platoon sergeant with roughly 200 US troops based in Ardež. Van came to Latvia on a mission back in mid-February and explains that the soldiers have been briefed to be careful when on nights out.
Basically, we go out in teams of four at a minimum. We always have, if the soldiers want to go out and have drink, we have a social policy now, okay? And if they want to go out and have any type of drinks, then they have one person that stays completely sober to maintain, oversee things. And it's a living document too. The social policy has changed multiple times because reality changes.
Do you like the hot tea for dinner?
Van says that he's aware that there are people out there who are eager to spread propaganda against NATO troops. For instance, taking a compromising video and putting it on Russian propaganda news site like RT. Though military police officers will keep an eye on the soldiers, some locals are not that fond of the army's activities either.
Well, they do make a huge noise by shooting and flying helicopters. It's very audible. There are many who are not satisfied with the foreign troops here, especially the Russian speakers.
Others, though, like Janis, feel their presence is reassuring.
I feel much better now. Previously, I wanted neither NATO nor anything else. But then I saw what happened in Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia. That's it. It all became clear to me. I just want to congratulate them on being here.
What is clear, though, is that towns like Ardaži and similar bases in Estonia, Lithuania and Poland are getting used to the new reality, expanded facilities and regularly changing battalions. Construction progress is slow, but the army is determined to see through. Meanwhile, Maris Sprinčuks hopes that the municipality will be able to instigate a friendly coexistence between the locals and the foreign troops and make these new arrangements work for all concerned. Jadars Dielzis, DW, Riga.